All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, week number 6 was pretty good to me as I went with a record of 11-3. Got things started on the right foot this week in week number 7 as I picked the Seattle Seahawks to go on the road and defeat the San Francisco 49ers. And that is exactly what the Seahawks were able to do this past Thursday night as they dominated their brethren from the NFC West by the score of 20-3. Now, we have some good games on tap for this Sunday as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 7 in the National Football League. Now it's back to London, as this time it will be the Buffalo Bills taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars in the National Football League's International Series. Now Buffalo, they have been an up and down team this year in their first year under head coach Rex Ryan, while the Jaguars, it seems to be the same old Jaguars, as they have a record of 1-5. I look for Buffalo's defense to be the difference in this game, as they will look to put some pressure on the youngster at quarterback for Jacksonville in Blake Bortles. And when you look at Rex Ryan, he loves the bright lights and he loves the big stage, and he wants to go over there, and he has an ego as big as Big Ben itself. And I think between his ego and the Bills' defense, that's going to be the difference in this game, as Buffalo wins by the score of 27-16. Now, stateside, you have the 2-3 Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming off of their bye week, traveling to the nation's capital to take on the 2-4 Washington Redskins. Now, you look at the Bucs, and their young quarterback, Jameis Winston, is showing improvement, but he still has a ways to go if he's going to be one of the top-notch quarterbacks in the National Football League. Just like it was with the Bills and Jaguars, I expect this Redskins defense to put some pressure on the youngster and see how much acclimation he is getting towards the National Football League and how he's going to be able to adjust. But, you know, the one thing about Winston, he doesn't quit. He's not a quitter, and he's going to find a way to get the football to wide receiver Vincent Jackson early and often in order to take some of the pressure off of him. At the same time, Jay Gruden, Redskins head coach, continues to go with Kirk Cousins at quarterback. He's not getting it done, but for whatever reason, Jay Gruden believes in him. Now, you look at the Redskins quarterback situation, Kirk Cousins has realized something very simple. He cannot do it by himself, and he has to find a way to stay within the realm of the game plan. This won't be a pretty game because both of these teams are not good. Thus, I'm going to take Washington at home by the score of 23-20. Now, the 5-1 Atlanta Falcons travel to Nashville to take on the 1-4 Tennessee Titans. Atlanta is coming off of their first loss of the season, as they lost on Thursday Night Football in week number 6 on the road to the New Orleans Saints. But they do come into this game favored by a touchdown over Tennessee, and it could get ugly for the Titans. No Marcus Mariota at quarterback, thus it's going to be Zach Mettenberger. And I look for an Atlanta Falcons defense that is still trying to find their way to force the young Mettenberger into making some turnovers. Now, speaking of turnovers, this Atlanta Falcons offense has not been doing that a ton, as Matt Ryan is a seasoned vet back there at quarterback, and you look at the running game and how much it has improved the running back, Devonta Freeman. I think the Falcons dominate this game early and often, and they get their 6th victory of the season by the score of 34-14. Now, the 3-3 Indianapolis Colts welcome the 2-4 New Orleans Saints to town. Now, the Colts are happy to have back their quarterback, Andrew Luck. They suffered a tough loss this past Sunday night at home to the New England Patriots, and they are looking to get back on track against the Saints. Now, you look at this Saints defense, it has not been good. And if they are unable to put pressure on Andrew Luck, they really don't have a chance at all. On the flip side for the Colts, their defense has not been that good either. You have a fast track indoors at Lucas Oil Stadium, and they will have their hands full with Saints quarterback Drew Brees. This is a situation where the last team that has the football more than likely will win, and I'm going to take Indy at home in this one by the score of 27-24. Now, the 3-2 Minnesota Vikings travel to take on the 1-5 Detroit Lions. These two teams met earlier in the season in Minnesota, where the Vikings got the best of the Lions. But you have a Lions team that was able to get their first victory of the season last week, and they are starting to feel good about themselves as they feel like they finally got the ball bouncing in their direction. Now you look at the running games in this one. Minnesota has to get Adrian Peterson going, while Detroit has to get Ameer Abdullah going. And both of these running backs will take some pressure off of their quarterbacks. Of course, the youngster from Minnesota and Teddy Bridgewater, and the seasoned vet for Detroit and Matt Stafford. But unlike Bridgewater, Matt Stafford has Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate playing wide receiver. And this Lions defense, they've shown flashes, but they have to try to put it all together. This Vikings defense is much better than Detroit's defense, and at the same time, they have the ability to force some turnovers. So you have a gunslinger quarterback and Matthew Stafford going for the Lions, and it'll be interesting to see if this Minnesota defense is able to force him into making those mistakes. Minnesota won a tight one last week at home against the Bears, and I think they win another tight affair against another NFC North foe. This time I'm going to take Detroit by the score of 30-24. Now, the 4-2 Pittsburgh Steelers travel to the heartland to take on the 1-5 Kansas City Chiefs. It will be Landry Jones at quarterback in this one for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Of course, Ben Roethlisberger still has not returned from injury, while Michael Vick, his backup, suffered a slight tear in his hamstring last Sunday. Landry Jones was able to come off of the bench and take care of business last week for the Steelers as they knocked off the Arizona Cardinals. And it's one of those things for Landry Jones. He knows going into this game, he does not have to do everything by himself. Why? Because you have a phenomenal wide receiver in Antonio Brown. You have a dazzling running back in Le'Veon Bell. And on top of that, this Pittsburgh Steelers defense is beginning to come into form. A whole lot of nothing going on with the Kansas City Chiefs right now and their head coach Andy Reid, as he is just trying to find a way to get this team their second victory of the season. It won't be easy this Sunday, thus I'm going to take Pittsburgh on the road by the score of 23-19. Now, the 2-4 Cleveland Browns travel to the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis to take on the 2-3 Rams, who are coming off of their bye week. Now, Cleveland, what can you say about them? They've had some hard luck losses in recent weeks, of course, to the San Diego Chargers and the Denver Broncos, and it doesn't get easier this week when they travel on the road to face a very physical St. Louis Rams defense. This Browns offensive line will have their hands full with the likes of Chris Long and Robert Quinn. And if you are Browns quarterback Josh McCown, you better make sure your pads are on tight, because this Rams defense is going to look to put a ton of pressure on him tomorrow afternoon. Now, on the flip side for St. Louis, it's all about being physical at the line of scrimmage, and I expect a big day from rookie running back Todd Gurley in this one. Thus, I'm going to take the Rams at home by the score of 27-23. Now, you have the 2-4 Houston Texans, who are traveling to take on the 2-3 Miami Dolphins. And it was a different Dolphins team last week under interim head coach Dan Campbell, as they went on the road and they dominated the Tennessee Titans. More importantly, there was a new level of physicality that we have not seen to this point from Miami this year. Now, with that said, I expect this Dolphins defense to put some pressure on Texans quarterback Brian Hoyer, make him uncomfortable, and force him into making some mistakes. And all of a sudden, Ryan Tannehill looked a lot sharper last week, but he will still have his hands full against this Houston Texans defense that will be led by one J.J. Watt. This is a game right here where two teams that have underachieved a bit this season, and the winner will more than likely get back into the playoff picture, while the loser will be left to scratch their heads. Thus, I'm going to take Miami at home by the score of 23-20. Now, in Foxborough, the 5-0 New England Patriots welcome the 4-1 New York Jets, Jets to town, with first place on the line in the AFC East. You look at the Patriots, and they are a machine, led by quarterback Tom Brady. But this Jets defense, they have plenty of talent over there. You look at their defensive line with Sheldon Richardson, Leonard Williams, and Muhammad Wilkerson. And you look at the secondary with cornerbacks Darrell Revis and Antonio Cromartie. So they can match up with people. But it will be interesting because, first and foremost, this Jets defense must find a way to stop or at least contain Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski, along with wide receiver Julian Edelman, who is always moving around the field. You look at this Patriots defense, it's a lot of no names on that side of the football, but there's one thing about this unit under Bill Belichick every single year. It doesn't matter the names on the back of the jersey, these guys simply get better as the season goes along. And you look at Jets quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick. The reason why the Jets, or a big reason why the Jets are 4-1, is because he has not been forcing the football and he has not been making mistakes. He's been relying on his running game with running back Chris Ivory, and he's been getting the football to wide receiver Brandon Marshall. This is going to be a very good game, and at this point of the year, it looks like both of these teams could be headed to the playoffs, but I'm going to take New England at home in a tight one by the score of 27-24. Now, the 2-4 San Diego Chargers will welcome the 2-3 Oakland Raiders to town, and it could be a somber mood at Qualcomm Stadium in the 619, as reports are surfacing that the Chargers front office is planning to file with the NFL for relocation papers to Los Angeles. But in the meantime, the Chargers still have a very veteran-savvy quarterback running things for them in Phillip Rivers, and he appears to have all of his targets back on offense. You look at Michael Floyd, you look at Keenan Allen at wide receiver, and you also look at Antonio Gates at tight end. Now, the Raiders, they're 2-3, but they don't have the feel of a 2-3 team because they are playing better and they are more physical under head coach Jack Del Rio, and you see the progression from the youngster at quarterback in Derek Carr. This is going to be a very good game. The Raiders will give the Chargers all that they can handle. The Chargers are wearing their powder blues, and typically when they wear their powder blue uniforms at home, they do not lose. Thus, I'm going to take the Lightning Bolts by the score of 27-20. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, first place in the NFC East will be on the line as the 3-3 New York Football Giants welcome the 2-3 Dallas Cowboys to town. Now, you go back to week number one, the Giants basically had the game salted away in Texas until they just had a simple mental breakdown against the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of things have changed for both of these teams since then. The Giants had a three-game winning streak going until they were embarrassed this past Monday night on the road by the Philadelphia Eagles, while the Dallas Cowboys have been hit by the injury bug, as there will be no Tony Romo at quarterback and no Dez Bryant at wide receiver in this one. Enter Matt Castle, who will be taking over for the Cowboys at quarterback in this one. And the Giants have to find a way. They have not been able to do it too much this season, but they have to find a way to put some pressure on the opposing quarterback if they are going to come away victorious. On the flip side for this Giants offense, they have moments where they look unstoppable, and then they have moments where they simply cannot get out of their way. I know a lot is put on Giants quarterback Eli Manning, but right now the Giants have to find a way to run the football with Rashad Jennings and Andre Williams. Shane Vereen has been a solid pass-catching running back coming out of backfield for them, but they're going to need him, especially with the injuries to Reuben Randle and Odell Beckham Jr., who is questionable for this game. On top of that, once the Giants get inside the red zone, they have to find a way to score the football and not turn the ball over. Dallas will put up an extremely good fight, and the Giants cannot shoot themselves in the foot in this one. And the Giants will find a way to squeak by the Cowboys by the score of 23-20. Now, on Sunday night, it's the 3-3 Philadelphia Eagles traveling to Charlotte to take on the 5-0 Carolina Panthers. Now, Carolina is coming off of a big victory last week as they went on the road and knocked off an old nemesis in the Seattle Seahawks. And they're doing this, of course, the Panthers have a litany of injuries themselves, but they are relying on a rock-solid defense and an improving quarterback in Cam Newton. Now, Philadelphia, under head coach Chip Kelly, has had a history of not being able to control the time of possession with the football. That's going to be big against a team like Carolina that loves to run the football, and their offensive line will look to lean on and wear down this light Eagles defensive line. At the same time, Carolina's defense can put a ton of pressure on opposing quarterbacks, and I look for this Carolina defense to go after Eagles quarterback Sam Bradford, and I think they're going to force at least two turnovers from him in this game. Thus, I'm going to take Carolina at home by the score of 31-20. And finally, on Monday Night Football, it's the 1-5 Baltimore Ravens traveling to the desert to take on the 4-2 Arizona Cardinals. Now, don't look now, but Arizona is in first place in the NFC West, and they are looking really good. While the Baltimore Ravens, this has been a terrible, and I mean terrible, season for them. A whole lot of nothing going on with the Ravens right now, as it is basically quarterback Joe Flacco and everybody else. While the Cardinals, they are a very, very tough team at home, and the Ravens will find that out firsthand this Monday night, as I'm going to take Arizona to win at home over Baltimore by the score of 30-27. So, folks, those are my weekly picks for week number 7 here in the National Football League, and as always, I want to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 7 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, it is always my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page of 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You are more than welcome to check that out and like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.